Okay, and if you go to the store, they give you your groceries in what?
A paper bag.
Uh-huh. And, let's see. If you went and got a meal or something from the store, it might come in what kind of package?
Meal? Comes in a paper sack.
Okay. And what about, have you ever heard of a kind of sack that's made out of rough cloth?
A croaker? Mm-hmm. Or a jute?
Uh-huh.
Or a hemp?
Mm-hmm. Or a toe sack?
Yeah, toe sack, gunny sack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. And what about if you went out to get the wood, you know, you got a whole armload and you said, well, I'm going to carry in a wood.
Turn.
Uh-huh. Very good. Okay. And when you turn the light bulb or when you turn the light on in your house, what brightens it? What thing?
The little incandescent wire right between the two poles and the light bulb, actually.
Okay.
I believe it's actually made out of copper.
Okay.
Actually, Thomas Edison experimented with such things as bamboo. And the bamboo did relatively well.
Didn't it catch on fire?
It lasted for 1,000 hours.
It seemed like it would catch on fire.
I don't know why it did not. I think you treated it chemically.
Oh.
But it worked.
Okay, if you went outside to hang your clothes up, you would carry them in a
basket.
Uh-huh. And if you went and got some nails, you would have them in a...
Okay, now am I going to buy the nails?
Mm-hmm.
The nails then.
Okay, but maybe you would store them in a nail.
Bucket.
Okay, or like a keg.
Haven't seen a nail keg.
They don't exist anymore.
No, they don't. Well, I guess you'd buy them, what they call a keg, but now they're plastic, paper, I think.
And what runs like around a barrel? What runs around a barrel to hold the wood in place?
Wind.
Okay. Or what about a hula?
Yeah.
A hula. When you're a kid, you played with a hula.
Hoop.
Mm-hmm. You ever call those things hoops?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Well, they're a rim or a hula. It's about the same thing as a wagon wheel. The rim of a wagon wheel on it, the ones on the barrel don't have little flange around the edge, but just a little bit more. But they're heated to expand it and drop down on the barrel. Then you pour water on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks them in tight. It forces the wood together. Actually, when you cool it off, makes it shrink so that water can't even get between the pieces of wood.
But the wood gets heavy.
Hmm?
But the wood gets heavy. Tight. Okay.
Well, we build our water troughs out of oak and wood because the oak will swell and be watertight.
Oh. Okay. What about if you had a bottle and you wanted to stop it up with something? You might stop it up with a...
Cork?
Uh-huh.
Corn cob.
What kind of material would a cork be made out of?
Actually, it comes from the bark of the cork tree.
Is there a cork tree?
It certainly is.
No, I thought it was just the name for it.
It's the bark of the cork tree. They have to be raised in relatively dry climates, particularly in Spain.
Hmm. Okay, have you ever heard of an instrument that play with your mouth and you move it back and forth?
Harmonica?
Mm-hmm. Or what about an instrument that you hold between your teeth and you play it?
Uh-huh.